seca, todo el mundo en pastilla, en la discoteca.
We haven't done an episode in 2 weeks.
We work really hard. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, but...
Okay, Andy films a bunch of shit.
So, and you work like 12 days in a row, so I think it's fair.
He just... Whatever, man.
I'm kidding.
I don't know what you guys are... Josh is lying to me. Andy's lying to me.
Yeah. All right, 3, 2... Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new show of the RSL Show. I'm Andy Munoz. We've got Joshua Clark in the room. We've got my little brother, junior producer, Isaac Munoz.
A.K.A. JP.
Finally
what
here.
Up, Isaac?
Dude, he's been like getting credit for a lot of things, and he hasn't done anything.
He recorded a
no,
little
yeah,
bit.
No, yeah, he recorded, yeah.
On last Saturday. He did some work.
We're gonna work on it. He's going to be the best producer this side of the Mississippi.
I'd love to see that for you. When I ran into you outside of the show, I was like, dude. Junior producer. So I gave him credit just
yeah.
seeing him in the
who's
wild.
What's this voice I hear?
Yeah.
What is this sound?
You haven't been introduced yet, dude. Shut up.
I can't talk yet? All right.
No,
fine.
I'm just
introduce
kidding.
Me. We don't do introductions on my podcast. So.
Yeah, but you guys do social hour for
we
2 hours.
It's like 45 minutes sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Hang on.
That happens.
All right. Hey, so today we're actually, okay, in all seriousness, we are joined by Kyle Sipple.
Hello.
Of the RSL Soapbox.
That's true.
We really just wanted to prove that there is no beef.
That's true. I am in enemy territory. I have been here before, though, doing some reconnaissance. And I just noticed you guys have a framed Wondolowski jersey in here. Do people know that?
It's technically not ours.
Okay.
It is on loan from Sean at the park.
It's cursed, dude. It's
that is
cursed.
A cursed jersey.
Yeah.
That is a
nice.
Cool jersey, though.
It's
I honestly
nice, though.
Really like that.
Would you hang that in your house?
Not in my house. I don't know, man.
I'd
maybe.
Burn it.
If I had like a full soccer room dedicated, if I had that luxury, maybe.
But you know what happens is I don't get to take anything home. So like
sure.
if I wanted to take that home, Josh would get pissed. But Josh
this
has
is
take,
all incorrect.
Josh has taken he's
Andy
taken
does
the,
this every time.
Bro, he's taken the bump box.
I offered him he could take
you do
it
have the bump
time.
Box though.
Dude, he
could have taken it after the last pickup
he took
game
like
and
a,
he said
he
no,
took, like,
I take it, I
he took a Raimondo jersey home.
Do you have
bro?
A framed Raimondo jersey
I have a few Raimondo jerseys.
A few.
But I can't take anything.
Why are they not just here? Wait,
so,
yeah.
Is there a... so
yeah, it's right there.
Okay. Oh yeah.
There's
yeah.
one right there.
So
yeah.
the only reason he can't take the Wondo jersey home is because Sean said he couldn't have it.
Okay.
So
fair
he's
enough.
Just he's taking it out on me.
I'm so mad at Sean.
Even right. though the bump box is ours and he can take it whatever he wants, but the Wondo jersey.
Why does Sean have
mine,
this?
Because Wondo gave it to him.
Really?
Dude,
yeah.
Wondo
loves Park Cafe.
Dude, everyone loves Park Cafe.
Well, yeah.
Sean has the coolest jersey collection on the planet.
I mean, the way he's just outfitted that restaurant is impressive.
Right. He's a goat.
He just has them. He has them like, you know, name a player. He probably has their jersey.
Not even just sports,
roll.
But like he's got like posters from shows
yeah.
that have happened in Salt Lake over the years. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
He's just a G.
He's yeah. great.
I don't know why I didn't notice that Wondo jersey until we started recording. But.
Yeah, no, it's been there for a minute, and I love Wondo. And is it signed?
No.
It's not signed, but it's game
should
worn.
Be signed. Oh, yeah. is it really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that, which game was it?
It was
one of the
a while
ones where
ago.
He scored like 4 goals on us?
You know, it's funny because like when you look at the back of an MLS jersey, I couldn't tell you like what year exactly
but
because they
it is
look
a
the
definitive
same.
Year though, right?
Like, yes, I think that was the first year they went away from the American flag patch.
Yeah.
On the left shoulder.
You can see the MLS.
So was there
patch.
A year where we had the new MLS logo and the American flag patch?
Yeah, I want to say it was like 2014, 2015
okay.
is when it switched. So yeah. if look at the Grabovoi one.
Yeah, yeah.
See, so the MLS logo
that's
is different.
The old MLS logo, yeah.
Yeah, so the year, like 2 years after that is when the Wondo one came
that's
out,
that's such
I
a
believe.
Good jersey. The
Dude, that's a game worn from Champions League.
I will fight Tyler Gibbons over this, but I love the alternate sleeve jersey.
Nice.
I'll fight you over that too because I hate it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that jersey.
Next time I play pickup, I'm getting injured. I can feel it. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Kyle.
Sorry. I'm bleeding my social hour into this podcast.
Did you just reference bleeding claret and cobalt?
I'm bleeding my claret blood into this non-off-the-crossbar RSL Soapbox podcast.
Yeah, it's so weird. So, hey, okay, real quickly.
Sure.
And this, like I said, it's not social hour.
Right.
This so make it quick.
I'll make it extremely quick.
All right. RSL Soapbox. Do you know, like, how that got its start? And then how did you get involved?
Wasn't it... Did Jake and Matt start doing stuff? I can't remember.
Jake wrote with Matt a long time ago. And actually, fun fact, the RSL show used to be on the Soapbox site.
I do know that.
Did it get kicked off? I wasn't
I think we just... bowed out, per se.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God. Couldn't handle the
pressure.
We were
the Justin Timberlake of NSYNC?
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
I don't know if we were quite JT.
Yeah, not yet.
But yeah.
I don't even know if we're JT yet. Okay, you, Kyle, sorry.
I got some JT energy in here. I can feel it. What does that make Jake, then? You guys are JT. It's like...
If he, he's it's Joey like Fatone.
There we go.
Oh, there
he's
we go.
Joey Fatone because right. He wants to come back, but he can't. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Love that.
Jake can come back any. Jake can come back anytime. In fact, I Josh, stop. He can come back anytime. I asked him to come to this episode, and he had a family obligation. So, anyways.
Quote, family obligation.
All right, okay, let's stop talking.
How did this happen? So, there was a previous iteration of Off the Crossbar with Matt and Trevor, but it was Jason on pod. And Jason moved to Texas and, like, has a functioning family and all that stuff with gigantic sons. And, I became friends with Matt, and he was like, we should get this going again. And so I took over, and cool. Now it's the three of us just vibing for hours on end.
Yeah.
About just the most just nonsensical things you could think of. So different vibe, for sure.
Different vibe.
That's why I don't feel like we're, like, competitors, because if you're looking for like, you know, efficiency, that's not what we're going for. We're going for just freeform jazz for like 2 hours. Like, it used to just be like hour episodes. We're like pushing 2 hours now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we're just,
you guys actually
sick.
Have time for that.
We're ill.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, we kind of don't, but we do it anyway. We just go late into the night, and we do it remotely is the other thing.
That helps.
So it makes it easier.
We do occasionally when Mitch wants to join us, but
yeah, a little
shout
bit.
Out Mitch.
All right. Okay. So for the sake of, we're gonna kind of blend things.
Let's blend.
We're gonna do a let's do a little social hour.
Let's
but
do
it's
that at
like
the
a...
end, so the people that hate it don't have to wait for it.
At Ooh. The end?
No. Let's do the social hour at the end.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to do that?
That's cool. I don't
All right. Is that okay with Kyle?
That's fine by me. Isaac.
JP.
Oh, you're the junior producer.
Yeah, it's fine by me, I guess.
All right. Cool.
All right. Fine by
he said something on there.
You can get paid now.
Junior producer has spoken.
Yeah. That's all right. Right. Well, okay. Let's talk a few things then. Let's start with, you guys want to cover briefly the LA Galaxy match, or do you guys want to talk about the signings? What's more important?
The signings are way more interesting.
Yeah, but giving Andy a hard time about Chicharito not scoring is even better.
I liked to see Chicharito celebrate really extremely.
Aggressively.
Again, because he did that last time, because his goal last time was good.
But it was his goal.
It was his goal. He celebrated someone else's goal like he had just won the World Cup.
He air-humped that net.
That was crazy.
So hard.
That was mind-blowing.
Dude, so I was on the opposite side of the field, and you know, your vision, you can't really see the numbers, all that. I just see the ball go into the back, and then I see Chicharito running, and I just, you know, I must have looked up from my camera because I kind of missed it.
You're like,
but
surely.
For a split second, I thought it was Chicharito that scored just because of the celebration.
Yeah, it was intense.
It was a little much.
It was. Like, so, what does he have against the South? Like, it seems weird that does he celebrate like that every game? Or is it just like LAFC and RSL?
I don't know, because, like, I can't imagine they were giving him that.
No, it's because
much crap,
it's because of the frustration, dude. So, I'm going to admit something on the RSL
Please.
Show. So, I went to the first half. Well, I went to the entire game of the match or
the whole game
RSL.
Of the match.
Yeah, whatever.
That's a cool game of the match.
But for the first half, shut up. For the first half, usually, you know, when I'm shooting or filming or whatever, I want the attackers, RSL attackers, to come to me, and
sure.
So, you know, you want to get the goals. This time, I thought, okay, I want a Chicharito goal. I want it. So I went on the other side. So LA is you know, coming toward
me. In the first half.
In the first half.
So you're bored.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, the way that I shot the match this time was, I wasn't even following the ball. I literally just kept the camera
on Chicharito
because I wanted to get a run. Like, and there were some cool shots where he'd get the ball, you know.
And then Jay Glad would just ruin his day.
Do a give and go, you know, get it back, whatever. But it was just like 45 minutes of frustration. You could see it on his face. You could see him just like batting his arms around, like pissed off. He probably got like 3 touches that first whole
time. Yeah, he was non-existent.
It was
wonderful.
Yeah, it was horrible. So I didn't get my shot, and I'm sure a lot of RSL fans are happy to hear that. But, dude, it would have just been amazing. Because he is one of my favorite players. I love Chicharito.
Yeah, you like the weird guys, you know, like Wando. It's totally cool.
I like him too, just because, like, it's funny that he's not part of like the Mexican national team at all anymore. And like, I think during one of like the most recent Mexican national team games, he was just like streaming on Twitch, like playing like
his like, excellent troll levels.
Call of Duty.
He was playing Call of Duty or something. I just think that's hilarious. I think he, I think he and Carlos Vela are hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was very stoked to see him not score, and I was stoked to see his celebration get called back.
You know, it's funny because you know, up in the press box, you have a pretty good view of you know everything going on the sidelines. And while everyone was like freaking out that they scored, I was like, guys, calm down, because I could see the AR telling LA to calm down, like you guys aren't getting that goal. And everyone's like, oh no, like nothing happened, and you know, 7 minutes later, VAR happens, and
yeah.
I mean, it's a good call. It was the right call.
It was the right call.
Not even just biased. That's the correct call.
Yeah. And that is, you know, circumstance. Like, I mean, you know, obviously VAR is like such a big factor in all of it now. But you know, it's one of the biggest stars in MLS, Chicharito. Like, they could favor that call, I feel like, in any which way, and usually it goes against RSL.
Right.
So it was awesome to get it, you know, pulled back. But also, let's give credit to Marcelo Silva getting his goal.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Big ol' header.
And some horrid defending. Some horrid goalkeeping by LA.
That was pretty tough. I'm just loving the energy Marcelo's bringing recently. This year especially.
Right. Big captain energy.
Big captain energy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You see that shirt came off, dude? There was big captain energy all around the stadium, I'd
say. Yeah. 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 Totally. You guys
remind
are weird.
Me to tell you something after the podcast. Cool.
All right, you guys are weird.
No, hey, man, it was a good goal. And like things are good when Justin Glad is playing.
When he's on, too. I mean, he seems to always be on. Like, he doesn't really have bad games
all
the time, right? Everyone has a bad game here
and there.
I feel
like we're just so much worse when he's not playing.
Yeah.
And he did really well that game, I thought.
And I think the partnership him and Marcelo has formed is
it's like
quite incredible.
Amazing now.
Yeah.
And it didn't used to be good.
No, I mean, a year and a half ago, people were like, you know, if Marcelo goes, whatever.
Yeah, their communication is just infinitely better now. So.
Yeah. And how much of that is Zach McMath?
That's a great question. And I'm not
right.
The McMath conundrum.
Right. So I think McMath is a big reason the defense has gotten better. And that's no knock on Ochoa.
Maybe a little bit, though.
I think McMath's communication is just that much better. And I don't know if it's because he's, you know, just been in the league forever or what.
I think he's probably twice the age of Ochoa.
Oh, yeah. But so that makes it hard, right? Like, do you keep this guy that's on form but has zero distribution, right? Or you bring in Ochoa who you want to sell, but defense could struggle a little more.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. It really is.
Hmm. Yeah. Do we think Ochoa's playing tomorrow?
I don't.
Yeah.
It's weird because I heard that he was going to play against LA.
Yeah.
And then he didn't.
I don't know.
This is why.
Conundrums.
Yeah. I could go off. I'm so mad about the Open Cup, but like having those extra games, getting guys more reps is just like
yeah,
so
like
important.
It would have been a nice win to get other guys some reps, like Ochoa,
especially with the signings that are coming in. Like we've got a lot of wing/forward players that could really use some more reps. But
yeah, but hey, gotta give Colorado credit. That goal was pretty nice.
It was a great goal.
The fact that we couldn't score is the frustrating.
It was a great goal from some guy who like.
That's the only.
Like
that's the moment
game.
Of his life.
Oh my god, dude! The fans were so annoying, dude. Online, the
during
Colorado fans.
All seven of them.
Yeah. All
the
of
Northern
them.
Colorado hailstorm fans.
Yeah. I would have been too. I would have been Seattle level insufferable.
Yeah. Social media too, by the way. Like their social media team. Like a week later, 2 weeks later,
they're gonna ride that one.
Absolutely.
Until they don't exist.
Because who are they playing?
Couple
next?
Years, they
they're
won't.
Probably
exist.
Gonna play a team that just knocks them out,
like Omaha or something.
Oh, it's gonna be hilarious when they lose to like the Fargo, North Dakota Farmers or whatever. I'm just gonna just smash them.
The Fargo Farmers? Is that a real team?
The Wenatchee Washers.
It doesn't have to be an alliteration, but like I think there's a Fargo team. There's like a North Dakota or South Dakota team that beat Chicago. Who was it? There was like one of those.
Isn't there a team in the league called like Beat Farmers or something?
Or maybe it was Nebraska.
Oh, maybe it's one of those fake teams that popped up.
Yeah, probably.
I don't trust the Midwest. I don't know what's going on over there. The whole North Dakota down to like
I forget
Nebraska.
North to South Dakota exists.
And like what's Nebraska doing?
Growing corn?
I guess. And playing football? They're pretty good at football, right? Traditionally?
By the way. Okay, hang on. Wait, stop.
Not the good football. Sorry.
Football? Tom Hackett. Big news. He's a KSL guy.
Yeah.
So did you see this,
yeah.
Josh?
All
right.
Yeah,
so
we didn't.
Everybody who knows or follows Real Salt Lake knows that Tom Hackett does a really good job in covering RSL, whether it's articles, video interviews. I worked closely with him, was producing a golf show. We did a whole three episodes until he decided to put his name into the hat for the CFL.
Canadian Football League?
Canadian Football League.
All right.
Hasn't kicked a football in years. And this is how it all came about, because he was telling me about it. Britton Covey, who literally just got signed by the Eagles, if you guys don't know who Britton Covey is, wide receiver, more known for his punt receiving,
yes,
or kick returning at the University of Utah. He goes to Pro Day, and he needs a kicker. He's like, hey, Tom, can you kick me some balls? Like, I just need to show these guys that I can catch. So Tom goes, and he's just kicking the shit out of these footballs.
He was a great kicker.
He was a great kicker. So well that people at the NFL, like Pro Day, were asking Britton and commenting and saying, dude, like, this guy is better than half of the, you know, the people here who are here to do that job.
So why, like, so stupid Jets, why did you not sign him when you drafted him?
Did they draft him?
They either drafted him or signed as a free agent, but he was a member of
the
Jets.
Went to,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to like
I'm pretty sure it was the Jets.
I don't know if it was the Jets, but he went to a camp.
Yeah.
And then he returned or whatever. So anyways, he goes out there, does so well.
Yeah.
His coaches, he still has an agent. They're like, hey, do you want to put your name in for the CFL? He's
sure.
Like, sure, whatever. And then, he went in the first round, sixth pick. To
Dude,
Winnipeg.
That's hilarious.
And so, anyways, there's a whole interview.
So he's probably going to Canada to play football?
He's going to Canada.
He's going for sure?
Yeah, dude. I called him the other day, and I'm like, hey, dude, congrats. Like, whatever you do, like, why not go and have a sports career?
Why not stay here and do this golf show with me?
He was an undrafted free agent with the New York Jets in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was undrafted. He signed, basically, on May 1st and waived on July 28th after they re-signed Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So
he's going to Winnipeg?
Bro, isn't that crazy?
Well, that's I have insane. A new favorite CFL team.
Yeah.
It was so funny when I saw like the headline that was like, I don't know, I think I saw because Trey tweeted it, but I was like, sorry, Tom Hackett got drafted.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Canada's Football League.
It's cool, though.
It's nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
really, yeah.
How long ago was he on the Jets at this point?
2016.
2016?
It's been 5 years.
Dude, that's...
5-6 years.
To not have kicked a football for that long and then just be like, I'm kicking football now and I'm drafted. So,
yeah.
Going to Canada. Shouts out to Tom. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Tom. That's huge.
Yeah, that
means
fun.
You're a natural.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the fact that that happened is kind of crazy to me that, like, there wasn't anything that happened after 2015 or 16 that, like, he kept trying.
Yeah, no. I think the punter spot, like, though, like, it's very limited, right?
I guess, yeah.
So,
and he's still a young guy. Like, I don't think Tom has turned 30 yet.
I don't think so either.
So he's got plenty of time. I joked with him. I'm like, dude, when you go over there and you kill it, and then you go to an NFL team, I'm like, do not forget about me.
Is he my age? I'm 29.
I think he's 27.
Yeah. He's 27?
No. I think he's going to turn 30.
So Tom and I are the same age? Dude, I should try to.
You should go kick a
football. He wants to draft me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen your kicks. You score a lot of goals in
pickup.
Pickup.
Not, dude, that last time I was like
you
completely blind in one eye. So I like my depth perception was all crazy.
Nice.
So,
by the way, okay, anyways, all right, sorry. Enough Tom
Hackett.
He
is 29.
Congratulations to Tom. A lot of listeners, you guys are going to know who Tom is. Like, tweet at him. That's crazy, isn't it? It's like you could make a movie out of that.
You could make a movie out of that.
He has
I think
to go to the NFL,
you're
though.
Saying that because you could be in the movie.
Who would play me, dude?
who
Michael
played
Pena.
Who played Pedro in Napoleon Dynamite?
Wow.
That's a good one.
Okay, you would be Seth Rogen, so shut up.
Oh, I like
That's
that,
fine.
Too.
Yeah, I don't know who Kyle... Who
I'm not in
Kyle.
This movie.
You're not in it? All right.
I'm not in this
movie.
All
right, let's get back to soccer.
Yeah,
this,
all right.
This is soccer.
Okay, so LA Galaxy, 1-0, 3 points at home. Feeling good about it. Also, there's plenty of rumors, and kind of going back to, obviously, Anderson Julio gets signed. He's actually at training today at the time of recording, so he's going to be there. But, you know, the other ones, we've got left back. Who's the dude that
Kablan.
Got signed?
Chris Kablan.
So Josh did some research on Chris Kablan.
Please.
And what are your thoughts? What are you thinking? Because Trey said some interesting stuff on his podcast.
He did.
And I'll share what. Have you listened to Trey's podcast?
I did, but I was working, so it was like half listening.
So,
it's cool.
So he
between
meant,
the two of us, we got you.
Yeah, yeah, yes. We could fill it in. Fill
so
in
he
blanks.
Mentioned that Chris Kablan, he is right footed.
But he play can, anywhere along the back line.
Exactly. Yep. So whether it's like a back three, back four, 27, coming over to, or is he 27 or 25?
I think he's 27.
27.
Right.
So, you know, you're playing in some whatever division, different leagues. I see MLS as an upgrade from a division league
is.
Like that.
100%.
Right?
Used to not be. Right?
No.
This,
no,
10 years ago, this signing would be like, oh, man. We got this European left back coming.
Yeah,
I see this guy, but now it's like, okay, this is a blitzer club,
yeah.
You know, move right. So they must see something in him to move him to a what I think is a better team to see if he can develop further. Right, that's what I see because
yeah.
It's just a loan till July, which isn't long.
It's a weirdly short loan,
right,
but then an option to extend.
Right,
but.
He has you know a few months to prove himself. So in that aspect, I like the move because it's
yeah.
coverage for now. And if it doesn't work out, you know, if we have an Adam Henley situation, he can just go right back. And it's
yeah.
no harm, no foul.
I'm not necessarily opposed to, like, the right-footed left-back thing as long as they're actually, like, a natural left-back because that's
right.
possible. But, I don't want it to be the – it's not going to be, like, the Andrew Brody at left-back thing that
no.
we saw a lot at the end of last year, which – he's not a left back. And if you have a right-footed left back who's actually like a natural right-footed left back, that's fine. So I'm curious to see how it goes. But, yeah, I don't know. He might end up playing in a back three. I guess we'll see. But I guess primarily he's played left back for his clubs. But, yeah, this is an upgrade as far as – like he's coming from second division. I can't remember. He was in the Swiss League for a while. He is Swiss.
Yeah, it was like second division Belgium, I believe.
Yeah, something. Second division Belgium. And, like, MLS is an upgrade at this point over the Swiss top flight league, I'd say. Like, if Jordan Pifok, who's scoring a bunch of goals in the Swiss top flight league, I wouldn't expect him to do the same thing in MLS, quite honestly.
I wouldn't either.
So,
yeah.
So a scary comment that he made, though, and it may have just
scary
been...
Comment.
Yeah, it may have
spooky
just been...
Comment. From who? From Trey or from
well,
Kablan?
Well, Trey kind of taking what Pablo had said.
Yeah.
And I guess you got to add the context there because I think the context is more so along the back line
mm-hmm.
where he can play anywhere. But I remember when I was listening and he reiterated that, yeah, Pablo, you know, Chris Kablan, he can play anywhere. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what are we going to try?
Yeah.
Where are we going to experiment with this guy, right?
We were wondering. I mean, when we were talking about this, I was talking about this with Matt and Trevor. I was like, I don't know what our formation is going to be week to week.
No, that – I mean, it's kind of a nice surprise because – you know, the Pecky era, the Freddy era, it got tired sometimes.
It was the same. It was,
right?
Like, always the 4-2-3-1.
No adjustment.
Yeah.
But also, I would like to kind of know,
I have no idea
what we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he could play, back three, or is he going to be playing the Tate Schmidt, like, left mid position?
Yeah, like, left wing back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In, like, a 3-4-3, but if we're playing a four-back, Tate Schmidt isn't a very good left-back and a four-back, in my opinion. And
no,
maybe
no,
Chris
no.
Kablan's better in that spot. So.
I mean, he does have size. You know, he has the intangible size, pace,
and cuteness.
Cute.
That is intangible.
What in the world?
He's a handsome guy.
He's a handsome fella.
Oh,
he did
man.
Increase the overall look of the team.
Which is important. We lost Ashton Morgan, who was absolutely dripped out week to week. And so I think it's important that Chris Kablan comes back, brings some swag.
It's an excellent thing for TikTok.
So I think this is the first time the word drip has been used on the RSL show. So congratulations.
Thank you. Big moment.
He's dripped out. That's what he said.
Okay. Ashton Morgan was dripped out. Not sure what Chris Kablan's clothing game is yet, but we're going to see.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to it. So big things coming as far as those walking into the stadium photos go. I'm going to need some evidence of what we got going on there pretty soon.
It's pretty cool. Are you into shoes?
I do like shoes.
What shoes are you wearing now?
Wearing some New Balance 550s.
Those are sick, dude.
Amy Leon Dore collaboration. Yeah, we're
Are you a dad?
I'm a dad.
You are?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I'm a dad. I've got dad energy sometimes.
You
though.
Do.
We're in carpenter.
Big dad energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like New Balance. New Balances are the most dad thing about me.
Check these out, though.
I think I saw you rocking some night. Oh, some Air Maxes. We got some Air Maxes
kinda cool.
going on over here. I like those.
Pass
yeah.
the test?
Pass the test. I love the that's the Air Max like orange color that they use.
Yeah.
I love them. What do yeah. we got going
I'm
on?
I'm just rocking
we got some
Vans.
It's okay. I got a pair of Vans.
Yeah.
Some Nikes. Okay.
Yeah, Isaac hasn't spent, my little brother hasn't spent money on clothing in like 4 years.
Honestly, I envy you because it's a deep sickness that was just drilled into my brain, but I'm getting out of it. I'm recovering, so yeah. We're fine.
Yeah.
You're not a swagless, do you? No, you got a great thing going on over there.
It's really weird because, so little brother doesn't spend
He brings
money.
Out the chain.
He's like... He has the Gen Z, like, vintage swag.
Yeah, dude, you absolutely do. You got that Depop swag good way.
It's so weird. He doesn't try, and he's, like, cooler than
I am. Absolutely. Dude, I love... Yeah, the tan San Diego hat, big fan.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, nice, like, Anderson Julio.
Wait, look at his AirPods little case.
I love that.
That's sick.
He's got a little case holding his AirPods on his belt.
I actually need one of those because my AirPods case, it always drops, like it can open too easily. Yeah. That's got a button on it.
Yeah. Button.
big button guy.
Dude, that's so weird. Okay, the Chris Kablan, so you're thinking as a whole squad, he brings up the handsome level.
I think so, yeah.
All right. That's going to be great for all the girls who are following the TikTok account.
So. Yeah, big question here.
Yeah.
This is RSL social media level question. Who brings it down?
Wait, hang on. Who brings the stock down?
Yeah, like who's stock? Ugly?
All right, who's ugly on the RSL squad?
We're talking about this.
No, yeah, we can't do that. All right.
Do
you want to get canceled?
I'm trying to get canceled.
I guess it takes a lot to get canceled.
I'm trying to get your show canceled.
Yeah,
so
see, he's trying to
trick Josh into saying something insane so that it's only...
Luckily, we have two producers here to edit that shit out.
That's right.
Anderson Julio.
Yeah. He's back.
How about the master class of transfer fee?
I was worried about that. I was worried that it was going to be like we held out so long, then we got kind of desperate, so then we paid all the money, like the full money that they were asking, and then we got him without like playing for 5 months or whatever. Turns out, no. It was $2.5 million transfer fee. We got him for $250,000.
Unbelievable, dude. That's like a dollar store bargain.
That's a 10%. That's a tithing discount right there.
Yeah. I'm concerned that... His club, his parent club at the time, didn't even have him registered.
I know.
They were literally just holding him hostage, right? Mm-hmm. They're holding him hostage for a transfer fee.
Yeah.
It totally backfired on him. Very happy he's back.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at this as like a transfer to help the club, per se. I'm looking at this as a guy that was with us last year that's finally just back where he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I just saw a lot of arguments like, oh my, why are we wasting our time bringing him back? Like, this isn't the transfer we need. To be clear, I think it's just getting a guy back that we needed and had anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, man, like, I think there's less pressure on him to be like a gigantic,
huge splash.
Yeah, if we had paid $2.5 million for him.
To come off the bench.
Exactly. Which we saw, like, we know that he's better off the bench. Like,
right.
Almost all of his production last year, aside from like that first game of the season, was off the bench.
And we could use him off the bench this year.
100%.
Who did we have to come off the bench against LA? We ended that game with like five defensive midfielders.
Dude, bless his heart. I'm not trying to see Bodie Davis trying to like
come in and like win a game for us, right?
Like that's not going to happen.
Get the speed in there.
Relying on Tate Schmidt, getting pissed at Tate Schmidt because he's not scoring goals all the time.
Exactly.
We can't. Yeah. That's the other thing is we can't be relying on our defenders to score all of our goals.
We can't. Our offense has been struggling mightily.
It sucks.
And I know we all knew that when Albert left.
Yeah,
and I still don't think we would be any better off had Albert stayed.
Mm.
But we definitely are missing a little bit of spark.
I think we would be better off.
Yeah, but you're not going to find that spark in Albert,
dude.
I don't think we'd be better off. We're in a good position without him.
And the whole CONCACAF thing. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
the whole
fine.
CONCACAF, like how they're praising Albert. Like, sure, he kind of made a run.
He's the seventh best player.
But it's like that pass wasn't really a pass. It was like a deflected shot landed at the feet of the dude who scored, and then
they're playing him as an eight, though, which
isn't
is his,
so weird?
Which is the correct position for Albert Rusnak, and which is like literally what he's best at. Because there were so many times last year where I'm like, why is Albert dropping so deep? Because
that's
like,
what he does.
It's because that's what he's good at, and he's good at possessing the ball. He's good. He's quick on the ball. He's not going to be that creative spark that you mentioned,
right? But and he's not going to be making the run. Right?
Which is fine. Which is, right. I think, Seattle's accepted what he is. They're probably overpaying for what they're getting, I'd say. But, like, he's really good in the midfield. And that's something that I feel like we could use.
Yes, we could use it. But I still think letting him go was the right move.
It probably was. We were paying him too much. Like, I would hope you could get a cheaper player to play, like, an eight really well.
Or a way more expensive player to do it really, really well.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I saw a comment that he won one of the biggest trophies in front of the biggest fans.
Simply had to be Seattle.
Best stadium, all that stuff. Congrats to Kellen Rowe for winning
the title. Congrats to Freddie. You know, it really, what it comes down to is, you know, these guys, this is going to sound messed up, but I've come to terms. I've accepted it. Freddie, I'm not mad at Garth. Garth left and did his thing.
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Freddie and Albert couldn't handle being the faces, the guys with all the pressure,
sure,
all this nonsense. They went to where they knew they could win and contribute, and they did. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Still going to boo you.
Dude, you got Roldan brothers on Seattle.
Right. Rui Diaz, Jordan Morris, Ladero.
Oh, absolutely. They're absolutely stacked. You see like bro, a front like, three of... Yeah.
You think Rusnak won that trophy for them?
No, absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
They were winning that with or without Albert.
Exactly.
Ooh, yeah. That's interesting. I would agree, but it is interesting.
They had a 16-year-old playing in the midfield in that game.
Yeah, because they replaced João Pedro. They were fine.
They're fine.
But Andrew... Albert Rusnak, I thought, played really well.
Sure, but it's easier to play well when you're surrounded by
and you're in a great system.
Talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It's way easier to be like a above average piece in a really, really good system.
Right,
than
instead
it is
of
to
the
be
best
the guy
piece
in
like a below average
yes,
system.
Yes, absolutely. That's tough.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. So, like, honestly, I'm totally over the Albert thing now.
People are going to boo, and they should boo. I'm like a very pro-booing guy. Like,
yeah, no, I love the booing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll still do boo, but I'm over, like, caring if he flounders or Swiss Creek. I don't care.
Yeah, we had a bunch of RSL fans, like, following him week to week, being like, another game without an Albert goal or something.
Yeah, see, that's too much for me. That's a lot of...
It's like, hee-hee.
I like being petty, but that's, like...
Yeah.
I don't have the energy for that petty.
Gotcha. Right. Okay, you guys want to talk about the next signing?
Who?
The one that's been, like, literally everyone, like, not even not
oh, the
even
one we've been talking about since February?
You guys talked about Jefferson Savarino on Soapbox for months, I bet.
Yeah, no, we did, because, yeah, it was a whole thing. Lucas was, I don't know if he broke the, I don't know. Lucas is on the beat, and Lucas got us that info pretty early.
Yeah.
Almost before the season started.
I saw it back in February from, like, a tweet from Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, like, common knowledge. Everybody would just talk about it and talk about it.
You didn't think it was ever going to happen.
Well, yeah, because we heard, like, months ago. It was around that time where, before we actually knew the name, someone was like, there's someone that RSL's trying to bring back. And I was like, bring back? Like, who would that be? And I was, like, going through the roster, from years past, I was like, the only player could be a Savarino.
Right.
Like, no one else even fits the criteria of bringing back who would be, like a really good player to bring
right.
back.
I just pictured, like, a montage, dude, of you, like... You know, just shuffling through papers.
Dude, absolutely. I was
pulling
like,
out a briefcase.
Flashcards of their pictures.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. We were going through like the Wikipedia roster. I was like, okay, no, it's not going to be Olmes Garcia. It's not going to be Joao Plata.
It's going to be Nelson Gonzalez?
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Anyway, so Olmes. It had to be him and then ended up being him.
Yeah.
And I guess like they just love it here.
But that is exactly what fans in RSL want to hear.
I mean, it is. But
that's our guy, right? Any player that wants to come back here, that's like the Beckerman effect. That's the Raimondo effect. That's
done deal.
It's so cool to have
a
guy
who wants to be here.
Who wants to be here, and that's such a big deal. Albert. All right.
It's not only that fans want to hear that, but I think it's probably true because he's a really good player.
Fantastic. Like, and he only got better.
He only got better in a better league on a better team also. So like he could go a lot of different places that weren't MLS.
But he chose to come home.
He chose
to come home.
Yeah. Savarino, how do you feel, Josh?
I'm excited. I don't know where he's going to... I mean, I know where he's going to play. And it's going to make us semi-better.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not the fix we need.
It's not the fix we need, but it's the fix I want right now.
Yeah, no, it's a great move, right? Like, the timing's right. A weird number, a weird deal.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever, right? Carry on. But I do think this improves us greatly, right? Like, no offense to Michael Chang, but now we see Michael Chang off the bench. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I was watching that highlight video of him. I forgot how many of his goals came from distance. Like,
same.
That is something that we haven't had since he left. And, like, when he was here, that was unique to him as well.
Yeah,
like,
he'll just pull the trigger when he needs to, and it's beautiful.
Don't have anyone that is, like, willing to shoot the ball right now.
Unless they're inside the box, like,
especially
literally, like, 3 feet from the keeper, like, off a deflection.
But even then, they miss. So
Bobby, like, tested the keeper on Saturday against the Galaxy, like, pretty well. He had one, like, really good shot that I remember. But,
which,
like,
led to the goal.
Which, yes, that caused the corner. But other than that, like, we have guys that are just so scared to shoot and, like, having a player like Savarino who's willing to shoot from distance and good at shooting from distance stretches the field and creates more space for our striker, whoever that is going
to
end up being.
You know what Jefferson Savarino kind of feels like to me?
What? Who?
I guess I get that it's awesome. I get that he's had a lot of success.
Sure.
But I feel like we went to a car dealership and like the car that we really, really want with like the, you know, luxury package, bells and whistles, you know, we're like, oh, we want that. But then like somehow we kind of got swindled.
Who is that player? Who's the luxury car?
Hang on. We got a little swindled and we left the dealership with like maybe not the luxury sports package. You know, we're lacking a little few things, but we're still kind of happy. But we're trying to justify it. And we're like, well, yeah, it's like, you know, it's $50 cheaper a month. It's great. Hmm. It's very economic. I for
a different view
for Savarino. I mean, I get that he had all the success, but it's and yeah, he was just heating up and he's matured and like now he's coming back. It's exciting, but to me, it's not that exciting. It's not that exciting. Like I want like a household name. I want like a I'm
you
ready
want a Chicharito.
I'm ready for RSL. Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, dude, Chicharito or like Houston Dynamo, but, right? Like I want
Hector
a good household name that everyone would know. I think that people outside of MLS, dude, they didn't know who Jefferson Savarino was until RSL tweeted it and then ran a highlight deck and then they went and researched it. So it's like, okay.
I think a lot of people knew who Sava was.
I don't think so.
The thing about Sava, I'm going to interrupt you before I forget. We can get a household name and have Sava. That's the thing now.
That's the
goal. This isn't a Deloitte club anymore where Savarino would be the only expensive player. We can now do what Seattle did. Bring in a Savarino who he was the used car you wanted to trade in, right? Because maybe you were thinking upgrade or save some money. It didn't quite work out, but then you saw your car back on KSL and like, I'm going to go get it again because I liked it.
And
like somebody tinted the windows.
Right. So a little upgraded. Maybe added a muffler. Okay.
Yeah.
10 extra horsepower.
Yeah.
Bigger wheels. He's got bigger arms now.
He's got some
muscle.
That's
good. So you get that car back, but now you still have some money in the budget to go buy another car.
Or a motorcycle.
Maybe a nicer one, right?
That's cool.
So now we can maybe start building a team instead of getting one or two guys and everyone else is just whatever.
That's what I want to see is like building a roster. And right now with you know, Julio and Savarino, it does kind of feel like let's get these pieces and just throw them in there and like we're vibes based and we're seeing like how this is going to go. Like it'll probably make us better.
It will.
But like we do, I would love to see, that luxury car.
Yeah,
that
and
we
I
can
think,
actually like go toward building a roster.
I think that you know that G wagon, that maybe stretch Hummer. I think those come in the summer.
A stretch Hummer?
So.
Yes,
yeah, we're trying to get a stretch Hummer.
It would be a stretch Hummer because it was so cool in like 2009 or something. And then, but it's cool to us now. That's what we could afford as like a DP, like crazy. Something.
Yeah, you really don't see limos anymore, do you?
No.
What happened to limos?
I don't know. It's weird seeing a limo now. You're like, what is a freak behavior?
Yeah, it's usually like a Hearst.
Yeah, I was in Vegas like last weekend, and I saw some like freaks in limos, and I was like,
what are you guys doing?
What year is it?
You know, your Uber XL, you chumps.
You know who would ride in a limo to every match if they could?
Albert Rusnak.
Trey.
Oh.
Trey would.
Dude, Trey would be so awesome in a limo.
I could see him and Elliot getting out.
Yeah.
Oh,
only because
man.
Elliot was forced to.
Yeah, Elliot would look uncomfortable. But there would be like a claret and cobalt carpet going into the stadium. Yeah.
You notice how Kyle just got really quiet when we were talking
about
bleeding claret and cobalt?
Not only do I love that podcast, I listened to it before they deleted the episodes because they posted it too early.
Yeah.
So
I called out Trey. Yeah.
On like, Spaces.
Hey, that was so funny. It's like, hey, man.
We've all done
did
it.
You really in there? I saw that space going, but I was working, and then I saw like the episode, I can't remember who alerted, but the episode disappeared, and I was like, oh yeah,
we've all done it.
A little premature.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, the Spaces, that argument that you guys are like working, you guys can still join and still listen.
I did.
You can just listen.
I did.
I was literally on a work meeting.
All right, whatever.
So I couldn't.
Whatever, dude. Cool. So I mean, I think Real Salt Lake is making some really cool moves.
Trending in the right direction.
Trending
sounds
in the right
different
direction.
Than what you just said. You said you're making really.
You're not excited about it.
You did just say that they were like got swindled at a used car dealership like 5 minutes ago.
Listen,
maybe we changed his perspective.
I think we did.
Yeah, we're fair and biased here.
We're fair and biased.
Yeah,
that actually is a good way to put it.
Yeah,
not gonna lie,
that's weird. Okay, let's jump to RSL questions. RSL show questions.
Yeah, and let's wrap this up so we can go to training for a minute.
Yep, we're going
to
do a few questions, and then we're going to do a quick social hour. It's going to be like social five.
Social minute. All right,
social
that's cool.
five. Okay, So you guys responded to our questions on Twitter. Nice. Joseph Hutchison, and sometimes they like write statements, and sometimes they have comments.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. I read those.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just letting you know because we get more engagement than Soapbox. Like, I know people don't.
Oh, do you?
People don't talk to you guys on Twitter.
We don't.
You guys are very unapproachable. It's different. No, I'm kidding.
Wow, okay.
He was actually taking a shot at me there.
Was he? Are you guys?
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
I'm unapproachable, apparently.
Oh, when you're in control of the account?
No, just like in person, I guess I'm scary.
Okay.
Okay, you know what's funny is people don't know who's on the account. Well, okay.
I can tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
You can tell who's tweeting.
You can tell who's tweeting. But some people think, because I'll roast myself from the RSL show account, and then they think it's Josh, but it's just me. All right, here we go. First question, statement, whatever. Joseph Hutchison, host of El Show Real, says, am I weird in that I don't see Cordova being listed as a DP for accounting purposes as a big deal? Especially since, according to Elliot, he and Krylock can be bought down to accommodate other true DPs in the summer.
Yeah, it's just the mechanism for accounting, really, for roster roles. And they'll absolutely get bought down to bring someone else in. I don't think it's a big deal at all. I mean, Sam Johnson was a DP for hell's sake.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, when, like, as part of these player announcements, like, in the actual, like, emails that get sent out or whatever the releases, it says, like, joins us clubs X, like, 12th designated player or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, there's, like, this weird in-between. Like, there's a DP for accounting purposes, and then there's, like, a DP for,
a
like,
true
a
DP.
True, like, signing. And there's, just because of how MLS and RSL, just MLS in general, like, that delineation isn't entirely clear. So it's not a big deal, but there is, like, definitely a difference there. There's a vibes-based difference of your signings.
Yeah, not a true DP, but won't be stuck at a DP spot forever, so it's fine. Yeah. It's whatever.
Keenan McEwen, he's just kind of pointing out something that we already talked about. Albert played so well as CDM in the Champions League final. Were we playing him wrongly all along, or is he simply able to perform better when he's 7 to 8 players deep on a really good team instead of only 1 to 2 decent players in RSL?
Yep.
Both of those, yep.
let's see, Danny B, another comment. So glad we got these done this window. Cool. Let's see, Chris Nagel asks, with many new signings being former RSL players over the years, how long before Albert is back in the clear than Cobalt? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. There's no way he'd come back at this point.
Isaac, you're saying what, 4 months?
4 years.
Four years.
This 33-year-old Albert Rusnak.
He's won like 4 league titles and 4 CONCACAF league titles.
He has Seattle tattooed across his back in Old English.
After they beat Liverpool in the World Champions League Cup or whatever. Club World Cup.
Wow.
Honestly, don't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised to see Albert not in the league in the next 2-3 years.
Interesting. Like, you think he's going to go back to Europe, or what do you mean?
Just like, no, like, Seattle's not going to re-sign him, and then he'll just go play for, like, San Jose 2.
Yeah. Travis Anderson says, with the signing of Caballan and with the return of Savarino and Julio, who do you expect gets pushed out of the lineup?
Schmidt and Chang.
Does Caballan start at left back?
If we play left back, probably.
Does Savarino push out Miram?
Yes.
Yep.
So that he becomes a super sub off the bench? Yeah.
Yeah. All day.
Play Miram over.
And
Savarino.
Does Julio continue to come off the bench?
Yep.
Yes.
Easy peasy. Easy enough.
We're in sync.
Let's take a look
opinions.
Here.
That's right.
Yeah. Very happy about Julio or Court Pitts. My bad. Court Pitts says, very happy about Julio and Savarino. Can't wait to see the team form with these new, old, slash proven additions. One thing that I wanted to ask you guys, we're going to hold off on those questions. I think there's more in IG. I'll take a look here after I ask you guys. But what I've been seeing from, like, the fan base is, especially with, like, Chris Caballan or whoever might have been involved with, like, you know, David Blitzer's group, there's always, like, this weird sentiment of like, oh, here's another, you know, Blitzer trade, Blitzer blah blah, like we can't source players from like a different pool. So why is that being seen as a negative thing when initially we were so effing stoked about having this partnership and pooling players? Why do you think there's like this weird like, oh, here we go again, the Blitzer trade?
I have zero idea.
Because I have zero idea why people feel that way.
Yeah, because I think it's a net positive, right? Like, there's players available for practically nothing that could turn. Like, this is a risk-free move, really. Cordova and Caballan are risk-free. If they don't turn out, they're gone. It's not like we just went and spent $2 million on Ortuño, did nothing with it, right? Like, the opportunity to just bring guys in that maybe aren't getting minutes in from the Bundesliga, right?
Sure.
It's not a bad thing to try.
Yeah,
especially
it's
while
worth trying to
build a squad, right? Like, we're still coming out of the Deloitte dark days. It's still going to take some time. So just having these guys available to bring in and kind of throw them at the wall and see if they stick, it's that or we throw some Monarchs players and see if they stick, right? I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
Yeah, so with it's confusing because there are people that are fans of other Blitzer teams, namely Crystal Palace in particular, that kind of feel
right.
That have had those same concerns where they feel like their squad hasn't been invested in and there's just kind of shuffled players around. And that's a concern for me a little bit because, I mean, I guess we'll see how the next like year or two goes. But at this point, kind of my concern is around like all the players that we've brought in since Deloitte left, which I know we've been limited, of course, because we haven't had an ownership group. They've been returning players, other MLS players, Monarchs players. And I'm wondering, or players that like Andy Williams scouted, mm-hmm. like Anderson Julio.
So you're wondering if Luke Mulholland
I'm
has
wondering
the scouting chops.
What's going on scouting-wise is like a big question mark I have. Because like, is the Blitzer group replacing a scouting network?
I don't know.
We can move players around easily? I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know. And, like, I think it's weird that Andy just was gone, and then, like, we haven't really brought players in from that were, like, non-Andy Williams or non-MLS or non-Blitzer.
Be a good trade question.
Yeah, it would be a good trade question. I honestly just don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I just see it as it's another resource to get guys in when we need guys.
For sure.
For low risk, right?
Yeah. It is low risk. I think that's an important thing to recognize.
And it's true. It feels like that pool would get priority. You know, it's like, hey, let's start here, and then let's kind of look elsewhere.
Just like the Monarchs pool should get priority, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have these guys available. They could potentially turn out to be very good. And if they don't, we're not really out anything.
Yeah. The other thing that I kind of think about is, like, is this guy's just, like, kind of moving money around?
Yeah, is this some kind of, like, Ozark situation?
Yeah, like, am I washing money through Sergio Corda? I'm just kidding. But, like, I wonder if there are accounting considerations being like, okay, this guy's not performing here. Let's get him onto a different team where maybe the payment structure is a little bit different, like, through MLS.
Yeah,
single entity.
And honestly, like, that's fine as long as it doesn't become a habit, and that's the only way we get players.
Yeah, that is a concern. And the other thing is that they take up international spots, which is another potential concern.
Yeah.
But like when they are on low-risk deals, like Koblan being a 3-month loan or whatever.
Yeah, in July,
yeah,
that spot could be right open.
Yeah, so I see both sides of that. It is too early to tell how this is going to work out for us long-term. I'm just I got a lot of tornado of thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, but that whole what you just said about we have time, right? Like, it's still so new is why I'm not even giving it that much stock and stress.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right. So Travis Brady asks, who are you guys most excited about? Newest addition on the team. Like who's the
it's
player?
Sava.
Yeah.
Sava?
I mean,
Isaac, what are you excited for? Severi.
Like Julio could really flop. He has the biggest risk of flopping.
He does.
He hasn't played in 5 months. Last year could have been a fluke. We know what we're getting with Sava. We know he's going to improve us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited for Sava.
Dude, we got way more questions on Instagram.
Really?
Maybe we're focusing on the wrong platform.
Maybe since Elon bought it, people are moving away.
Usbaldo asks, does Ochoa play the rest of the year? Do you think he takes off to Liga MX soon?
Hope so. I hope he does both.
Yeah.
I would love an Ochoa, like, Tigres jersey, not going to lie.
He wants to play in Mexico.
I think he does too. So
yeah,
but I hope we get money for him to go to Mexico.
I would also love that. I mean, it would be silly if he didn't want to play there just because of how like the Mexican national team works.
Yeah, no,
general.
He needs to
they
play
prioritize,
there too. Yeah.
They prioritize that. So like, if he goes there, then he could be. I mean, he's got to have his eyes on that. So
yeah,
I hope he does.
Fran Isidro says, thank God we finally have some rotation on the wings.
Please.
Tired of seeing Chang and Miram. I'll leave Chang out of that. I think Miram's been great.
They've both been good, but they haven't been like winning MLS Cup good, right?
Yeah.
And there are only options essentially.
Yeah.
That's where the stress comes. Both of them, fantastic off the bench.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Dill Ray says, when are Josh and Andy going to recreate the Albert photo shoot?
I'm about 30 pounds away.
Yeah, you know what's funny is, remember when I sent a photo to the chat of me doing that pose?
Yeah.
Shirtless?
It was rough.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We almost thought about tweeting it out, but then we're like, no, this is over the top, over the line. This is not good to do.
I would prefer someone redo the Pablo photo shoot.
We could do that MLS like 1.0 photo shoot with the Landon Donovan.
The dummy, all of it.
Yeah, isn't there like who's the player that's like drinking and making eye contact out of the fountain?
What's delightful?
Pablo's in like all white, like Backstreet Boys style, and it's kind of wet.
It is kind of wet.
It's kind of rough, dude.
Alrighty,
it rules.
Must have been humid.
Cool. Well, I think that wraps it up. I mean, we could always do a preview for Nashville. You said it before. I think you've said Nashville SC is
a great team. Not great, good.
Good?
Could be great.
And as Trey said on his podcast, we don't do well in big stadiums. We don't do well.
Home openers.
Away. Sundays at first 3. Our first time playing away somewhere, we don't do well in that. So
Sundays not at 8.
Sunday day games.
It could be rough. This could be a rough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kickoff is 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
And it's a holiday. Yeah, we're losing.
It's it's Geodis Park, which if you guys haven't seen, it's the brand new addition to the MLS stadiums. It looks like it sits in the middle of a racetrack or something.
Oh, I didn't.
They said that the
Parking's on a racetrack.
Yep. Is it really?
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. It's a beautiful stadium.
Yeah,
Nashville SC. I really don't care for them much. I haven't really seen anything out of them.
Kind of enjoy them. I'm sad they're not on the Eastern Conference anymore because I enjoyed him on the East.
I think Hani Mukhtar is just an incredible player.
He's so good,
and he could just eat us up.
He deserves better than Gary Smith.
Ooh,
Gary Smith is such a. I don't even want to slander Pablo here. But he's very Pablo-ish, too, where they're so focused on defense that it kind of kills your offense.
Yeah. I mean, just in that one game they had here alone, he created and almost scored like 4 or 5 chances. It was crazy.
You guys think we see another Dax McCarty meltdown?
No.
Unless someone's still stalking his house or whatever.
I think his personal issues are resolved.
That's probably good.
By the way, let's take credit for that video. So I shot a video, uploaded it.
let's be sure Andy gets his credit for that video.
It got like hundreds of thousands of views.
Didn't you get in trouble for that video?
No.
From work?
Oh, yeah, because I didn't post it from KSL Sports Twitter.
Nice.
I did it from mine.
You got a little greedy. That's right.
Listen, I knew it was going to go, and it did go viral.
Like, I'm going viral, damn it.
And they used that angle for, like, the disciplinary committee. So he got, what was it, like a 2-game suspension? Mm-hmm. Something like that, 3 games?
Yeah, that was pretty
Dax
wild.
McCarty, and he apologized, dude.
Via video, not even, like, a press release.
Via video. And then a family member of his, let's not elaborate on that, literally messaged, like...
No, she posted it publicly. That's why I said that.
Okay, she did.
It's like, she said... She was just like, this is what's going on.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I apologize for my husband's
behavior. She was DMing people,
behavior.
But then she also just posted it. So
yeah, that's good, man. Yeah. Well, you know, we hate to force that stuff out, but that moment was complete.
I want you to know, Andy, you did force that out. Like, there was going to be no apology if Andy didn't film that angle. I think it's clear. Right?
Yep.
Clear and obvious. We don't have to go to VAR for this.
Yes,
no.
Andy caused the apology.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for acknowledging.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's all I want.
I'm glad you didn't post it from the KSL account. No free clout.
I got a phone call
about
it.
No free clout.
They're like, did you? Why not? I'm like, you had somebody else working it. They could have done it. All right. Anyways. Let's talk about
awesome.
let's do our social hour real quick. Guys, this is the end of the RSL show. Kyle? Thanks for having us, dude.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming here.
I'm
what I meant.
Happy to be here.
All seriousness, look, we give Soapbox so much shit. We give all the other podcasts so much crap. But I love you guys. You guys do a great job.
Thanks,
man. Your articles are great. Your podcasts are great.
I can't take credit for part of
that. I personally could take a little less of the social hour.
That's fine.
But I like you as a human.
Thank you.
And I like Trevor and I like Matt. It's just you three guys.
It's just the three of us on off the crossbar.
Yeah.
But then Lucas, we got other.
Oh,
got
I like
other.
Lucas too. Yeah.
I like Lucas too.
Yeah.
He's great.
So, anyways, thank you for your hard
You're
work
welcome.
And your contribution for Real Salt Lake Media.
Wow, that was very heartfelt.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting.
I don't believe it.
I felt like I was walking into a trap here today. Yeah. I don't know.
No, man, you guys do a good job.
Thanks, man. That's really nice.
You know, there's a lot of RSL podcasts out there, and
a
lot of them don't do a good job, but you guys do a great job. So
yeah, thank you. I mean, people do. I think people at one point thought we had beef.
but
we do have beef.
Sorry, yeah. People thought
there. Hey, there have been moments though. I remember like Jake would talk to me about people who weren't happy with what I was saying sometimes.
Yeah. Well, so, now that Jake's gone, the beef's gone. That's weird.
Oh, whoa.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Was All Jake right. the beef the whole time?
Beef boy.
He is beefy, for sure.
Dude, he's been looking like muscular. Dude, he's looking great. I saw him a month ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whew. What have you been up to, Josh?
When he wears the short shorts.
Dude. Yeah. He was wearing pants when I saw him, which is a bummer.
Yeah, you should see him in short shorts.
I can't wait. I'm going to set that up sometime.
Ask him to send you a picture.
I would love to do that.
All right, social hour, real quick. Let's do RSL Soapbox Fashion. Sorry, Josh. I know you want to get out of here.
Yeah.
But we're going to do this. Kyle, how was your weekend?
It was great. It's Saturday, though, so I took it very chill yesterday. I had a very long work week, and I was just I'm absolutely chilling. So I watched some NBA playoffs yesterday.
What do you think of the series? Suns Mavs?
I want the Suns to just clean out the Mavericks. I was bummed last night.
How do you feel about Luka? Because I can't stand the
guy. I hate Luka now.
He's so young, dude. He's, what, 22, 23?
Yeah, and he started playing pro ball when he was, like, 15. Dude, so he's, like, experienced.
He is so young.
He's good.
Right. But maybe that's where, like, his sense of entitlement comes from. Because, my Lord, dude, you can't even look at that kid without him throwing his arms up and crying.
I know. Watching him and Chris Paul play each other was, like, just watching.
Two turds smash into each other?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chris Paul. I'm waiting for Chris Paul to kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, we're getting close to that.
Chris Paul is 37.
Oh, he's still, like, just amazing. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a good series. I want to see Dallas lose.
Me too.
Badly.
I want the Suns to advance over them. So, no books? Like, you're not reading any good books right now?
I was reading a book for work, but that's not
Do you listen to audiobooks and say you read books?
No.
You don't do that?
I'm a huge podcast listener. I don't listen to books. If I'm doing book stuff, I read a book, but...
Gotcha. I don't know how to read, so it's all podcasts or audiobooks.
What have you been up to, Josh? What's going on?
Just a lot of work.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, just constant.
Is that your monster there?
Constant work. No, I wish it was.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not an energy drink guy. I don't drink caffeine.
Nothing exciting happening in your life right now, Josh?
Not really, no. It's very, it's very just life at the moment. Like, it's good. Life's good. But there's nothing like, whoa, can't believe it's happening.
That's cool. That's good for you, man.
Congrats. Just living.
Are you okay?
We're out here living.
You okay?
I'm a little stressed about getting back to work.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We gotta go.
I have time still. But
oh, okay.
We gotta try to at least get the last few minutes of practice.
I'm more stressed about that.
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
I want to go see Julio.
Yeah, who cares what I'm up to? All right, guys, take it easy. Thanks for listening to the RSL show and the RSL Soapbox.
Yes.
Isaac, thanks for hanging out with us, little buddy.
Thanks, Isaac.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Love to see you. Life's
going really well for me, guys. Plenty of MLS work, right? Working for Major League Soccer, KSL, shooting sports.
Yeah, you're new Utes program. You're the O-line. I'm proud of you for being the O-line.
He's losing his golf show, but it's okay because he's going to replace
Junior producer's literally saying, cut this. He's
time. He's saying time.
All right, hey, real quick. Sorry. Score prediction, Sunday.
We're taking into account everything that you said.
Yep.
Oh man!
Just gut instinct. Quickly.
We've been playing well. 1-1 tie.
3-1 Nashville.
4-0 Nashville.
Oh my god.
2-1. 2-1 Real Salt Lake.
Ooh, we got someone positive here.
Who's scoring goals though?
I'm gonna say Cordova or Bobby Wood.
You're Draymond.
Whoever starts, and then
get closer to the mic, Isaac. Closer.
Who's the tall guy on?
Who's the tall guy
on Nashville?
Walker Zimmerman.
That guy. He will score. He'll score a header.
Yeah, he'll score a header. What minute?
38.
I love it.
Mark it down.
I love that he was cutting me off. He's like, hey, cut it off.
Junior producer. He's like thinking about who's the tall guy is. Okay. All right,
cool. Take it easy, guys. Follow us on the socials. Shout out to OneWire Fiber, OneWire.co, our sponsor. And, of course, RSL show is on KSL Sports. Go check out RSL Soapbox. They have shows. They go for 2 hours.
That's right.
RSLSoapbox.com.
RSLSoapbox.com is for the articles.
Yeah, for articles.
We post them there. Just follow RSL Soapbox on Twitter. That's all you got to do. Everything's posted there.
And RSL Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.